Welcome, tech enthusiasts and curious minds, to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. I'm Alex, here to dissect the tech world, one bite at a time.
And I'm Jamie, always eager to learn and ask the questions you're thinking. Today's topic is a doozy, AI serverless deployment. Sounds like a mouthful, Alex. Care to simplify?
Absolutely, Jamie. Imagine deploying AI models like sending a rocket into space, but without having to build the launch pad or worry about the fuel. That's serverless in a nutshell.
Love it. So we're basically NASA, but for AI.
Exactly. But before we dive deep, let's talk about why serverless is such a game changer for AI workloads.
Hit me with it.
In the old days, deploying AI meant managing servers, scaling them, and a lot of maintenance headaches. Serverless flips the script. Focus on your AI model, and the cloud handles the rest, scaling up or down as needed.
Sounds like a dream. No more waking up at 3 a.m. to server alerts?
Right. Plus, it's cost-efficient. You only pay for the compute time you use. For event-driven AI tasks like image recognition or chatbots, it's perfect.
But what about the drawbacks? There's always a catch.
Good point. Cold starts can be a pain. That's when your function takes a bit longer to kick off after being idle. And there are limits on memory and how long your functions can run.
So not all sunshine and rainbows. Gotcha. How do we go about deploying an AI model serverlessly?
Let's walk through an example. Say we're deploying a small image classification model using AWS Lambda.
AWS Lambda, that's like the Swiss Army knife for serverless, right?
Spot on. First, we prepare our model. Think lightweight, like MobileNet for images. Then we write the inference function, the code that runs when our Lambda function is triggered.
Coding, my favorite part. I'm kidding, but go on.
Then we package everything up and deploy it using the AWS CLI, expose it via API gateway, and voila, you've got an AI model accessible over the internet.
That sounds surprisingly doable.
It is, for the right applications. Remember, serverless shines for low latency, event-driven workloads, but for heavy, real-time inference or training models, it might not be the best fit.
Makes sense. Not all tools are perfect for every job.
Exactly. And there are ways to mitigate some downsides, like using provisioned concurrency for cold starts or optimizing your model to be more lightweight.
I guess it's all about knowing your needs and tweaking accordingly.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And it's not just about the tech. Security, testing, monitoring, all critical for production success.
Sounds like a lot to keep in mind.
It is, but the payoff is worth it. Imagine scaling your AI applications without ever worrying about infrastructure again.
The future is now, and it's serverless. So, Alex, any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Dive in, experiment, and always keep learning. Serverless AI deployment is a powerful tool in your tech arsenal.
And with that, we're at the end of today's tech journey. Thanks for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. I'm Jamie, still absorbing all that serverless knowledge.
And I'm Alex, reminding you to keep your tech curiosity alive. Until next time, keep nerding out.
Bye, everyone.
Catch you on the digital flip side.